This is Ozarks at Large for the 15th day of April 2019. Thanks for spending part of your Monday with us. A new autism spectrum disorder therapy clinic called Autism in Motion recently opened in Fayetteville. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the clinic is part of a new franchise that aims to help young people on the spectrum.
Brandon Sykes, lead board-certified behavior analyst, gives us a quick tour of Autism in Motion Clinic, a new constructed facility on Garland Avenue in Fayetteville at the I-49 interchange. It opened April 1st.
So our building is designed, and we've kind of got two sides. We've got an office area, and then what we're walking into right now is kind of a general hangout play area. We've got a video game system over here. We've got a board game, and we've also got several little...
Sykes walks through the spacious clinic decorated in calming hues to show us a suite of therapy rooms, each one equipped with IT, cubbies, books, desks, and toys for the little ones, as well as a gym.
Trampoline, we've got big balls, giant mats to roll around on, play on.
Toddlers to teens with autism spectrum disorders will learn new behavior and communication skills here in order to better assimilate. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the incidence of autism continues to rise, with 1 in 59 children identified with autism spectrum disorders in the U.S. 20 years ago, the incidence was 1 in 150 children. The CDC says the disease may be genetic, caused by certain medications, or may be prevalent among children born to older parents.
Autism is a spectrum, meaning that every person that I encounter is completely different. And, you definitely have lower functioning people diagnosed with autism that maybe are nonverbal. They maybe lack in some social eye contact skills. But we also have kids that come in, and they do have some of those skills, but the area that they're needing help with is more social in nature. So learning how to greet, learning how to have reciprocal conversation.
Individuals with autism may show little interest in personal interactions, have trouble relating to and communicating with others, expressing their needs. They may prefer not to be touched and may react adversely to certain colors, textures, lights, and fragrances.
Yes, so early autism symptoms you may see are maybe lack of eye contact, some restricted and repetitive behaviors, so doing things in the same order, not having more than one or two interests, and so focusing in on just a few things can be one thing to look for. Sometimes we do see kids begin to develop on par with typical kids, and then you may see some regression in communication or eye contact, social skills. Sometimes they may like things to be put in a certain order. Sometimes kids may avoid loud noises, and it may kind of sensory-wise, they may like things to be done a certain way, whether it's related to auditory senses, visual senses. Sometimes they attend to things visually different, maybe looking from the side rather than straight on. And so that's some things that you may notice as well.
Early diagnosis is key, the CDC says, which can lead to early intervention to help children on the spectrum to better mainstream in life. There's no cure for autism, but recommended treatments may include dietary changes, conventional as well as complementary and alternative medicines and treatment and behavioral intervention. Applied behavior analysis, ABA, has become the gold standard among autism disorder healthcare professionals and is used in many schools and clinical settings like this one.
So ABA, yes, is basically the study of human behavior and how we can apply that to solve social situations. We have the expertise to go in and analyze why behaviors are happening. So sometimes we have kids that have a difficult time communicating, and so they maybe use aggression or they maybe use property destruction, things like that, to communicate with their parents and families. And so our goal is to go in, one of our goals is to go in and figure out what can we teach as a replacement skill that they can use in the real world that will work for them instead of the aggression or the property destruction. So increasing any skills that are gonna bring more happiness to that child. Autism, a lot of times they don't develop skills naturally. They don't learn in that kind of natural classroom type situation. So ABA can break these skills down into very concrete steps for the child and work on those very incrementally, kind of providing that one-on-one instruction. And then we also eventually can hopefully translate those skills to more natural situations.
As part of their ABA therapy, autism and motion therapy staff employ functional communication skills.
Functional communication is going to be teaching that child either to say apple, to sign apple, to use some other communication form such there's so many devices out there now that we can use. Teaching kids to say all done, ask for help, I need a break, things like that also can replace some of these aberrant behaviors that can be seen sometimes with kids with autism.
ABA treatment, Syke says, can range from 10 to 40 hours per week.
Those 40 hours are going to be spent across environments, so clinic, home, school, community. And the reason for that is kids with autism sometimes need that practice across environments because they don't automatically generalize those skills.
Sykes would not disclose how much autism in motion charges per hour for treatment. Arkansas is among 48 states with laws mandating insurance coverage for ABA therapy services, depending on the type of insurance. The clinic hopes to soon accept ARKIDS, Arkansas Medicaid insurance for low-income children, pending approval.
So what we do is we run their insurance and we kind of come up with a financial contract. But one thing that's really unique and great about AIM is they work with the families. They don't want cost to be a financial barrier, so we set up payment plans and we will work. We even have financial assistance programs that they can apply for. So we never want cost to be a barrier to therapy.
Autism in Motion is a privately owned new franchise with clinics in Bryant and Fayetteville, along with two more opening in Little Rock and Norman, Oklahoma, founded by Sherry Homeshack. When her two young sons were diagnosed with autism in 2000, Homeshack, then a practicing optometrist, moved her family to South Carolina to obtain in-home ABA therapy, which at the time was a relatively new treatment. She eventually became ABA certified and began to help other families, as well as lobbying for medical state waivers for ABA treatment. With Chicago-based business partner George Bojos, they launched this franchise.
George's main goal is developing ABA in rural areas and making sure that also we have a really strong professional development program trying to bring up new BCBAs, new RBTs in Arkansas because there's still limited staff to help all the kids that need help.
Community-based autism therapies attracting investors due to rising public demand, yielding, according to Disability Scoop, an industry news site, more than $10 billion in revenue in 2017. That doesn't include school-based providers. The report also cites critics who worry the new clinical marketplace lacks standards, which could be developed by academic institutions, the insurance industry, and government regulators. According to the advocacy group Autism Speaks, many states lack ABA regulatory oversight and strict clinician licensing rules remain scant. In Arkansas, it's optional for clinicians to obtain board ABA certification, a process overseen by the Arkansas Board of Examiners and Counseling. Autism in Motion, however, is staffed by several board-certified ABA therapists, as well as senior registered behavior technicians and part-time employee interns. Client intake involves clinical staff first meeting with parents of children diagnosed with a spectrum disorder to measure and set goals.
And then the second process is going to be a direct with me as the board-certified behavior analyst, assessing the child and kind of looking at, after we've done both of those, we have a third meeting where I'm going to put together all of the goals for the parents and for that child that we think are going to be most helpful for him, and then we have that final meeting before we'd ever get started.
Autism in Motion can be found on Facebook and the web. The clinic held an open house in late March, offering pony rides, refreshments, and tours. More than 200 turned out. The clinic is currently networking with disability nonprofits and advocacy groups to help as many children as early as possible in their lives. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.